So it's a good day for Dr. Alan Steinman and his family to go out running.
We'll see about that.
Will your body allow that?
I don't know. The body's aging.
Oh, well.
Not what it used to be.
Well, we can work through that. Jump in the pool, and we'll have a race. Dr. Steinman, always a pleasure to speak with you, and do know that you are you do experience fitness because you have a lot to work to do on behalf of directing the Annis Water Resources Institute. So, again, as I always ask, how do you spend your day? What is this institute?
Well, we our mission is to preserve and protect the Great Lakes and the water resources of the state. So we do that through education, we do that through outreach and information services, and we do that through research.
That's great. Well, we have three heavy talking points to discuss, including it's always nice to put an award up on the mantle. You have many. Let's talk about your recent grants and awards, Dr. Steinman.
Oh, well, the Institute did well. The student, particularly the graduate students and undergraduates, which are always a thrill for us. The state of Michigan has the Michigan Space Grant Consortium, and grants were awarded for graduate student fellowships, also to faculty. It's very competitive, but we're happy to report that three of our students here at the Institute, two graduate students and one undergraduate, just got graduate fellowships to fund some of their research. So one of my students, Emily Kindervater, and then Nick Gizon, who's working with Kevin Stryker, got $5,000 each to work on their graduate student theses. Emily's working on how phosphorus is being retained in the Macatawa watershed as part of Project Clarity through these two-stage ditches that are being built. And Nick is working on looking at viral metagenomics in the Great Lakes, basically looking at the diversity of viruses and what their functionality is in the Great Lakes, something that's really understudied. And then Gabby Thalen, who's working with John Cochis, is a summer intern who spent last summer here and will spend next summer as well, and she's been working on robotics. And so her her project is called Technology-Assisted Robust and Comprehensive Habitat Assessment and Water Quality Analysis. And she'll be working on some drones and some technology associated with drones to do those assessments. So very exciting stuff.
Neat.
It's great to see the students engaged. And then our lab got a contract to continue doing work we've been doing for the last 12 years in Spring Lake, understanding what's going on in terms of phosphorus biogeochemistry and algal blooms in that lake. You may recall, Shelley, back in 2005, in the fall of 2005, there was an alum, aluminum sulfate was applied to the lake, and that alum basically binds the phosphorus in the sediment, and it prevents the phosphorus from diffusing out of the sediment and stimulating algal blooms. And what we've been doing periodically over the last 11 years is assessing how well that alum treatment is still, whether it's still working or not, and if it is, how has it changed over time? And we'll be doing that again this summer to get a better handle on that, 11 years after the alum treatment.
Well, again, for those students and budding Dr. Steinmans to be an award and a grant opportunity, it looks good on a resume, right?
It sure does, but I often caution my students, don't follow my trajectory.
I don't know. You're doing pretty well. Dr. Steinman, you have been appointed, speaking of, to the EPA Great Lakes Advisory Board. What is this and what are your duties here?
Well, it's actually a subcommittee of the advisory board, but the Great Lakes Advisory Board basically is overseeing or providing advice to the interagency task force that oversees the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And I know that's a lot of words, but basically the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is the federal authorization that has provided $300 million per year over the last 5 or 6 years to restore the Great Lakes for lots of different projects, delisting the areas of concern, basically creating better habitat, restoring habitat, working with agricultural producers to improve water quality. So there's a whole suite of projects that have gone on around the Great Lakes. And what the advisory board determined was they needed a science and information subcommittee to really delve into some of the deeper issues that they didn't have time or expertise to deal with. And so there were about 12 of us that were just recently appointed. We had our first meeting on Wednesday in Chicago. I'm just back from that. Still mentally a little exhausted. It's some pretty deep stuff. But our first charge, and there will be several charges, is one of the real, I think, questions that came up for the advisory board is when EPA has to decide or determine how to prioritize these projects, because they get a lot of applications for their funding. $300 million goes a long way, but it doesn't even come close to covering the amount of requests they get every year. Usually the requests are over $1 billion in terms of work. They were trying to figure out a good way to prioritize projects that have short-term benefits versus those that have longer-term benefits. And you may not see the benefit for 25 or 50 years down the road. It takes a long time sometimes for these restoration projects to actually manifest themselves in terms of ecological benefits. So, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges. Is there a way that you can do that? So that's something that we were noodling over on Wednesday, and hopefully over the next few months we'll come up with some kind of a rubric that will allow us to provide a recommendation to the federal government as to how they can do that. So it's interesting stuff. It has a lot of potential impact. It's also, you know, intellectually stimulating, but boy, those are some tough nuts to crack. If they were easy to solve, they probably wouldn't have needed us. So we'll see where it goes.
You, Dr. Alan Steinman with us on an every other month basis, directing the Annis Water Resources Institute. Last but not least, there would be a Michigan Environmental Hall of Fame, and your institute has been inducted.
Indeed, along with some other you know, prestigious organizations from West Michigan. We kind of swept it this year. I do want to give a shout-out to the West Michigan Environmental Action Council, WEMIAC, and Rachel Hood, and the White Lake Restoration Project, and that public advisory committee that was very important in getting White Lake delisted as an area of concern, of which several of us at AWRI were involved in that as well. But as far as us being nominated and selected, it's quite an honor. We're, you know, looking forward to it. Dr. Rick Radisky, our environmental chemist here at the Institute, will be at the event to accept the award on our behalf. And, you know, Rick has done a lot of work. Rick's been here a long time and has really been really an institution for AWRI, so it's very fitting that he be there. And I think Janet Vail may be attending as well. And Janet, too, has also been a long-timer and involved in a lot of the stuff that has given the Institute its reputation and presumably the responsibility for us being nominated and selected to go into the Hall of Fame. So that's great stuff. We're very proud of that.
Oh, that's great. What else do we need to know, Dr. Steinman?
Well, if people have questions, of course, they should always visit our website to see what's going on at the Institute, either in terms of local seminars. We actually have a seminar coming up next Friday. Dr. Jennifer Reed, who is the director of the University of Michigan's Water Center, we'll be talking about putting science in action, and she'll be talking about fish restoration habitat in the St. Clair-Detroit corridor. So it should be very interesting in terms of what's going on, and she'll give us a brief overview of what's going on at the University of Michigan as well. So 2 o'clock next Friday, that's the 18th. I encourage you, it's open to the public if anybody wants to come and see that. But come visit our website, www.gvsu.edu/WRI, and see the latest.
Dr. Steinman, thanks for you and our every other month conversation. We'll take care, and thanks for your good news.
Thank you, Shelley.